people from Harvard get all the breaks.
You know, Harvard Law School is blessed to have students who are going to go out and change the world. And it's a good thing if they change it for the better. And it's a good thing if they serve the people who need help the most.
Elena Kagan, former dean of Harvard Law School, currently the Obama administration's Solicitor General, is expected to be the nominee to replace Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. The nation's chief litigator has a new case, herself. Facing the Senate, your witness counselor, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. The Elena Kagan story broke last night just before midnight. It's Monday, May 10th this morning, and Washington and the news organizations are all over it.
It is at the top of the news this morning. Her name is Elena Kagan, the first female Solicitor General, and that's the morning's top story. She, as well as being the first woman dean of Harvard's law school at 50 years old, she could be the youngest justice and the first one in 40 years that has never been a judge. Kagan was born in New York City, taught at the University of Chicago's law school in the early 90s. At the same time that President Obama was there, as the White House's top Supreme Court lawyer, Kagan has argued six cases before the people who will become her colleagues if she's confirmed.
We're joined now by Jeff Rosen, law professor at George Washington University. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
So, Jeff, Elena Kagan was responsible, it seems, among other things, for upgrading the public interest pro bono identity of the Harvard Law School while she was dean. And what does this mean? Do you think the White House will want to position her as something of an advocate for the poor and the powerless in this confirmation?
Advocate for the poor might be too strong. She was the daughter of a lawyer and a teacher on the Upper West Side, but absolutely the White House is going to want to say that she's the best candidate to fight the pro-corporate tilt of the Supreme Court, to stand up for judicial restraint, and to stand up for the powerless in that way.
And she said a lot on those issues, and we're going to talk about all of that in just a moment. Jeff Rosen, stay with us.
The European Union has agreed to create a $1 trillion safety net for the euro. It's designed to stop the financial crisis in Greece from spreading. As part of the decision, Greece got its bailout.
The IMF Executive Board today approved a three-year loan for Greece for 30 billion euros.
World markets are up sharply on the news, and Dow futures are up nearly 400 points in pre-market trading. A four-story containment dome was unable to stop the oil from gushing into the Gulf of Mexico over the weekend. BP's Doug Suttle says it's time for Plan B.
We have a much, much smaller dome. We're progressing that. Hope to have that available to deploy, say, Tuesday or Wednesday.
If that doesn't work, Plan C involves clogging the leak with garbage like shredded up tires and golf balls. More than 3.5 million gallons of oil has spilled so far. Some of it is now washing up on Alabama's beaches.
The Pakistani Taliban has released another video claiming to be behind last week's attempted bombing of Times Square. But Attorney General Eric Holder tells ABC News it's not just talk.
We've now developed evidence that shows that the Pakistani Taliban was behind the attack. We know that they helped facilitate it. We know that they probably helped finance it and that he was working at their direction.
Holder says the Pakistani Taliban and Al-Qaeda train and plan together. And we lost a legendary singer this weekend.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Oh, stormy weather without Lena Horne. The groundbreaking singer, actress, civil rights activist passed away last night at the age of 92. As we mentioned, markets are on fire this morning. Asian and European markets both up. The CAC in France is up at least 10%. Futures are way up. The Dow futures up almost 400 points. The Dow begins at 10,380. The S&P opens at 1,110. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,265. Coming up this morning, we're talking about getting more people to use mass transportation. Have you ever tried a different way of commuting than driving to work? And how did it work out? Tell us your commuting alternative story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. It's actually hard to get people out of their cars.
It is, but I've used a lot of different methods. We are going to talk more about the expected nomination of Solicitor General Elena Kagan to the Supreme Court in a moment.